The Flin Flon Bombers clinched the Sherwood Division title and stayed second in the league, beating Nipawin 4-3 Friday night. Despite a slow start and Nipawin taking an early lead, third-period pressure and a trio of goals by the Bombers sealed the deal in the end. Nipawin got on the board first, with François-Xavier Bédard sneaking a puck through Harmon Laser-Hume in the opening minutes. The Bombers had a pair of power plays to work with in the period, and both Liam Bridger and Joey Lies had prime opportunities in front, but neither could convert, allowing the visitors to head to the room with a one-goal lead. Flin Flon got out of the gate fast in the second, but while the team controlled play, the Bombers couldn't produce, either firing long shots on the Hawks' Damon Cunningham or having chances knocked away by defenders. Most of the Bombers' chances were easily kicked aside through most of the first and second periods. Finally, in the dying seconds of the period, a Lucas Fry point shot bounced up and over Cunningham, with Alexi Silvestre, the reigning SJHL Rookie of the Month, knocking it home with 1.8 seconds left on the clock and tying the game going into the third. It was in the final frame where the Bombers ran away with the game. 5 minutes into the period, Carson Dobson and Reed McKay took concurrent penalties for Nipawin, giving Flin Flon a full 2 minutes of 5-on-3 hockey. It took less than 1 minute for the Bombers to convert, with Ethan Mercer getting a stick on a Noah Hoole point shot to give the Bombers the lead. Moments later, another shot would be stopped by Cunningham, but Brent Gulenkin and Zach Kane both crashed the crease for the rebound, leading to Gulenkin's stick hacking the puck home. Flin Flon would add another goal midway through the period, when a weak Nipawin clearing attempt was knocked down by Kane in the Hawks zone. Kane fed Mercer, who drew Cunningham outside the crease before he fed Lies, coming down the slot, a prime chance. With a net more gaping and wide than Hudbay's open pit in front of him, Lies made no mistake, scoring his fourth goal of the year and his fifth point in his last 5 games. Nipawin would try to stage a late comeback, with Trey Fouquet blasting a shot from the point that hit the goalpost, Laser Hume's back and slowly trickled over the line into the Bomber net, cutting the lead to 2. Kane had a prime chance to put the Bombers back up 3, with a one-timer near the net, but Cunningham stretched across a wide-open net to rob Kane with a save-of-the-year caliber glove stop. With Cunningham called to the bench with 2:41 to go, the Hawks would press. Laser Hume held strong at first, going over a minute in the Bomber zone without his stick but making big saves. With 10 seconds to go, Dobson knocked in a rebound to bring the Hawks to a 4-3 score, giving some Bomber fans pause, but final efforts by the Hawks would be stopped both by Laser Hume and Fry, who blocked a last-second shot with his body to seal the win. Kane would add an exclamation point in the final moments by dropping the mitts with the Hawks' Joel Mabin, scoring a decisive takedown and bringing the crowd to their feet. If it wasn't for Cunningham's highway robbery, Kane would have ended the night with a Gordie Howe hat-trick. Laser Hume had 29 saves in a winning effort, while Cunningham stopped 37 shots for Nipawin. The Bombers now have 76 points this season, too far ahead for the Melfort Mustangs to catch up for the top spot in the division. The win also means the Bombers will finish the regular season no lower than third place in the year-end standings. In those standings, the Bombers needed the win to stay in second place overall. The Humboldt Broncos mounted a third-period offensive to beat Battleford 6-3. Pulling the Broncos back within a point of the Bombers with 2 games in hand and 75 points on the board. The Broncos have 5 games left on the season, a second game against the Stars Saturday, then a home game against Weyburn March 8 before playing their final 3 games against non-playoff teams in Notre Dame and Yorkton. Meanwhile, the Bombers have 3 games left to play, each against divisional opponents fighting for home ice advantage in the first round of the SJHL playoffs. A home game against Melfort March 7, an away game in LaRange March 10 and a final home game against LaRange March 11.